أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما ضرب ابن مريم مثلا إذا قومك منه يصدون. On the beginning of the surah, Allah تبارك وتعالى has been speaking about different aspects with regards to the Quraysh of Makkah and the attitude towards our Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. Here again, Allah تبارك وتعالى speaks about various aspects with regards to the Quraysh of Makkah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when the example of the son of Maryam, and that is Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, is given, إِذَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْهُ يَصِدُّونَ, then your qawm, your people cry at it. Some have translated it as your people begin to make a noise. And this was with regards to some things that had taken place in Makkah Mukarramah. One was when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited the ayah of the Quran Kareem, إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمْ, that certainly you, that is the worshippers of idols, وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, and whatever you worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of it, the worshipped and the worshipper, حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمْ, will be the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. So some of them began to say to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we find that very strange, because then the Christians worship Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. So if they worship Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, then according to your findings, he should also be in the fire of Jahannam. So they began to cry about this and make a loud noise in Makkah Mukarramah with regards to this. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this issue. Also on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ أَحَدٌ يُعْبَدُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فِيهِ خَيْرٌ, that there is no good in anything that is worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, they began to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there would be no good with regards to Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam also. And there were some that also leveled an allegation against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was that they said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu billah, wants to be like Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and he also wants to be worshipped. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this. Wa qalu a'alihatuna khayrun amhu, they began to say that our gods, our idols better, or he, that is Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the gods better, are the idols better, or is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam better? مَا ضَرَبُوهُ لَكَ إِلَّا جَدَلًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they have not given these examples to you, but they want to argue this point with you. And the truth is, بَلْهُمْ قَوْمٌ خَصِمُونَ, they are a nation that is argumentative, they are quarrelsome, they will bring about these arguments, but all their arguments are baseless. With regards to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, it is very, very clear that he himself, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, had made it also very clear that he worships only one Allah. He is no God. He is no object of worship. He stopped the people from worshipping anyone else but Allah. How is it possible then that Isa alayhi salatu wassalam would have wanted to be worshipped? Yes, any other human being who wanted to be worshipped, like Fir'aun, for example, he called himself a god, they will be in the ambit of that ayat, but never Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, or any Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In huwa illa abdun, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is but a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in that he was totally obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He fulfilled all the commandments of Allah, and he called people only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And amna alayhi, we had blessed Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, we had favored him. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ مَثَلًا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, and we made Isa alayhi salatu wassalam an example for the Bani Israel, in that Allah had made him a precedent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the kitab to him, and Isa alayhi salatu wassalam invited his people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, if you look at Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, his miraculous birth was a token of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his greatness, his qudrat,
that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will create a human being without any male intervention with a female, and hence in this way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed his greatness. So walau nasha'u laja'alna minkum malaikatan fil awdi yakhlufun. If we so desired, then we could have created from you also, O insan, malaika. This is one interpretation of the ulama, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about a different dimension of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, that you are human and we could have created from you angels, like how we created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam without any male and female intervention, no mother, no father. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came to being, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came to being without any father. Like that, you are insan, you are humans. From you we have the power and the qudrat, that you are created from dust, you are created from the earth. We could have created angels that are made of nur and light, but obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't wish to. And others have said that we would have created you, created from you means that we could have replaced you on this earth with angels, fil ard yakhlufun, and these angels would have become successors to you. And in other words, we would have done away completely with insan also. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala once again shows Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, that this is all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in need of the means. Allah is not in need of a system. Allah is not in need of any structure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as Allah ta'ala so wills. وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ. Certainly, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a sign of the hour. He is the sign of the day of Qiyamah. That on the one hand, he came the first time. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُ مَثَلًا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. We made him an example for the Bani Israel, a precedent for the Bani Israel. And the second time that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come down, we all know it is our aqidah, it is our belief very, very clearly. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did not die on the cross, nor was Isa alayhi salatu wasalam crucified, but Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was risen up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is a token of the day of Qiyamah, means that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will once again come down onto this earth before the coming of the day of Qiyamah, as in many, many ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is so abundant in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is never possible for us to deny this also, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come down. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala on whose narration, for example, he will come down at the time when Dajjal will make his appearance, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make this last Nabi of the Bani Israel totally and completely destroy the fitna of the Bani Israel, and that will be the last fitna of the Bani Israel, and that will be Dajjal himself. فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا. So do not have any doubt about the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down, wattabi'uni, and follow me, that is follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hada siratum mustaqim. This is the straight path. What is the straight path? This Quran is the straight path. The path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the straight path. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it gives us one final advice and one final prohibition. وَلَا يَسُدَّنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not allow, do not let shaitan obstruct you, do not let shaitan bar you, do not let shaitan stop you from the path of Allah, from the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more importantly, insofar as your aqidah, insofar as your beliefs with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوبٌ مُبِينٌ. Certainly shaitan for you is a manifest enemy. His enmity for you is absolutely open. You saw it at the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and you have seen it from time to time how he has deviated man. So his enmity for you is absolutely open. It is not concealed. So realize and understand that that is your enemy, and you have to be guarded against him. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.